go out to LA. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Bro, I love that people has made an acronym for shut your bitch ass up. Do you see that online?
No.
Bro, I love the fact that people have made that acronym. So they just, whenever they respond to somebody, they just put the acronym and shit. What is it? SYB, you know, whatever the fuck.
Shut your bitch ass. AU. Okay.
Yeah, SYBAU. It took me a minute to figure out what the fuck that was, but I love it.
Yeah, man. I've been like, I don't even know if it's a thing. I don't think it is, but I'll be saying B-A-N and H-A-N for bitch ass nigga and hoe ass nigga.
Oh, I do H-A-N too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like,
I'd rather do the B-A-N, but I'd be really feeling that. Like, I feel like I can insult a nigga with saying, calling him a hoe over a bitch. I don't know why, but this feel like it's a bigger insult.
This is a perfect way to close this episode. There are, well, for one, I agree with you. Bitch ass nigga is harsher, but for some reason, and I can't even tell you what the distinction is. For some reason, there are times when I want to use bitch and times where I want to use hoe.
And we're about to get to that right now. Sometimes you got to break it down between like the person, right? The person, how you feel and what they did. You got bitch-ass nigga activity, you got hoe-ass nigga activity, and you got niggas that just say stupid shit. You just like, shut your bitch-ass up. You know? Usually when you tell a nigga to shut his bitch-ass up, it's mostly because it's the audacity. Like, nigga, that's the audacity response. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't ask for that, or who was talking to you, or I know you got your nerve. You know what I mean? There is a difference between calling a nigga a bitch ass nigga versus a hoe ass nigga, and then just telling somebody to shut their bitch ass up, right? And I got a little short list that breaks it down and divides it with like examples. So when we go to hoe ass niggas, right, when we go to hoe ass niggas, usually that's like an action that a hating ass nigga would do, would say. You know what I mean? And I got people to describe, like, I know this is a popular name. You know what? I'm not going to start with him. We'd probably just say his name last, but the friend zone guy, he's a hoe ass nigga. Because you know, and he knows what it is. I'm the friend. I've been there longer. I know her. I really love her. I really have these feelings. But she got me in a box. She got me in a cage. And I'm waiting for your ass to mess up. And you might do some hoe ass shit to speed up the process. You know what I mean? Or I could be a good solid nigga, but you gonna plant some shit. You know what I'm saying? You the type of nigga that come over there. She call you over. Or whatever, y'all talking about y'all regular thing. You probably brought her some food or some shit like that that she couldn't get from the other side of the town. Hey, can you grab this lobster mac and cheese that King Germ don't like because he feels like if you put any type of meat or protein, pause, in the mac and cheese, that turns it into like a casserole or a pasta maybe. I don't know. But shout out to him. So that's your friend or whatever. You tearing them guts up. And she over here stressing about you, worried about you, love you, upset, or whatever. Her emotions is built off of you. Her emotions is riding on your coattail right now. You got her. That nigga that's in that friend zone is going to come over there, plant some panties over there or some shit like that. That's not yours. Or he gonna say, I seen him on my lunch break or some shit like that. He gonna throw some shit out there. It might not be like full-fledged hating, but he gonna throw some shit out there. He worse than the best female friend that don't like you, that be acting like an offensive lineman in the club for me to get you. You know what I'm saying? So that's that friend zone nigga, he that's elite. That's elite hoe ass nigga right there. Shit, there's a lot of hoe ass podcasters out here. A lot of them. Some that I knew personally did some hoe ass shit. I know a nigga that wanted to go get a girl. He wanted the girl that was around our, not our circle, but she was friends with the women in our circle, right? And he somehow, till this day, we definitely don't know who brought him in, but he was so cool in the beginning that he just stuck around. He was cool. Nigga met the families and stuff like that. He coming to all the functions and shit like that. Next thing you know, we go to a wedding. I walk with the chick that he wanted, you know, that he has sexual interest in. And she knows this, you know, and I think we even tried hooking him up. I think they may have went on a date or something like that. You know, it was a thing for to be in the circle. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody, the head honchos got their wives or they longtime girlfriends at the time, whatever the case may be. And it was a circle to be a part of. You know what I'm saying? It was the Avengers, right? And so niggas would date the single friends that's a part of that circle. And that's what this was. And so us being who we are, we're going to throw some shit off the backboard. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hype you up. We're going to get you on a date. Nigga, that's easy. Like, it's a cosign. You can at least get the date. Now, where it goes further than that, like, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? We can't make shit last forever on some Keith Sweat shit for y'all. But y'all, we can get you there. You just got to go figure out the rest of this shit. Some shit went down. You know what I'm saying? That some personal shit was exposed. And it was because of him being careless or whatever. I would say not distracted, maybe caught off guard, whatever. She then approached him with, yo, hey, you want this? I'm gonna need this from you. Like, you like me and you have sexual attention towards me, so I need some information from you. This nigga went ahead and started singing. This nigga started giving up information that wasn't real. He just started fabricating stories just so he can get straight to the buns. Word got back around. And sure enough, it was the truth. Like, he went out there and told some fabricated stories to try to destroy some families. And we had to pull him to the side and have court. And he admitted to it. Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But that was hoe-ass nigga tendencies, though. That was hoe-ass nigga shit. That was hoe-ass activities, actions. Hoe-ass niggas, right? Shawn Michaels. Hoe-ass nigga. If you know why I'm saying Shawn Michaels is a hoe-ass nigga, you should ask me who my favorite wrestler of all time. Bret Hart. You fucking right. And if y'all don't know, the rivalry between the Nature Boy, Shawn Michaels and Bret the Hitman Hart, well, the documentary is out there. At least that episode. You know what I'm saying? Go watch that and you will understand why I will never, never salute Shawn Michaels. I think he's a top 10. He might be top 10 all time, though. I mean, charisma, intro, athleticism. Like, he was it. He was it. But fuck that nigga. Hoe-ass nigga. He's a hoe-ass nigga as well. Every Spears. That's easy. We already know what that is. It's not even... We're not about to go through no East Coast, West Coast shit. None of that. It's more so of, like, you doing too much. You trying too hard. It's like he never got to that level that he think he's supposed to be at. Like, he's not getting that call, even though I don't think we'll ever see one again. But if they was to have levels of Kings of Comedy, If they are the kings of comedy, 2, 3, 4, 5, et cetera, they always, you know, inducted, you know, 3 to 4 comedians at a time. It would probably get watered down at that point. Because like I said, it holds so much weight because there's only one. There's only one kings of comedy. But I feel like he's not nowhere near that category. And he knows that. Maybe it's an acceptance thing. It was some of the content that he was a part of. And some of his criticism and jokes just wasn't funny or accepted. But the fact that it feels like he does it on purpose, whether he believes it or not, it feels like he just does it because he knows that content can turn into money. But I don't even really think he cares about that type of money. I think he cares about that type of content creating so much buzz to where he thinks he's going to get the opportunity to be on the screen on a bigger platform because of the shit that he says. You know what I'm saying? So that's why he's definitely on the list. That's hoe-ass nigga shit right there. Then we got DJ Vlad, who will host a bitch-ass nigga. Well, we'll see. We need to get to that. Because some niggas can go with both. Some niggas can hold both titles. All three titles, really. So he a bitch-ass nigga and a hoe-ass nigga. But I say more of a hoe-ass nigga at the end of the day. DJ Vlad, I got him up there too. He has, his ego is crazy. To the point where it's difficult for him to apologize, like, from the heart. He's going to do it for money's sake. But as far as him changing his ways, I don't think he'll ever apologize. I think he thinks he's bigger than a program, and he's built something that nobody can destroy but himself. So, yeah, I'm going with DJ Vlad on that whole academics. Well, you see the pattern right here. We already know that. This nigga make... He didn't build his shit from the ground up. He's a businessman in his basement, literally. So... as much as he said he'd be outside, that comes with different type of, you know, you're not outside by yourself. And at this point, with the income that he gets, the revenue that he gets from streaming and shit like that, why would I go outside by myself? Especially when I'm talking, I wouldn't go outside by myself like that if I didn't have any problems. You know what I'm saying? If I'm well recognized like that, I'm not sure if I want to be out solo. Not in today's time. You know what I'm saying? So we know you got some, we know you got 3 or 4 people surrounding you at all times. But he's another one. It's a lot of these niggas that wasn't nowhere near outside like that, a part of, had the similar experiences, even if it was a part of their generation, just didn't experience that. Now is allowed to talk about some shit that was built before they was born and say they are at the top of it because a lot of these emotional niggas is online enough to support them. All right, there we go. Maul and Rory. This goes under the podcasters. But his is just, it's embarrassing at this point. It's really embarrassing at this point. His arguments is embarrassing. Him and... like, I've heard Mike, if y'all go back and listen to their latest episode, he expressed his thoughts on the Joe Budden podcast and even the cast. I actually do listen and watch Joe Budden's podcast. I stopped after the Pusha T interview because after that, I never got used to using Spotify. And I know they had a deal with Spotify at one point. And I didn't mess with Spotify. So I missed a very large chunk of that part of his podcasting journey, the Joe Budden podcast. Then I want to say within the past, I don't know, maybe 2 years, like it was, I was started back listening to them when Maul and Rory was on the podcast. All the way into when they left, and then Ish and Ice came, and then you got the addition of Melissa Ford, Flip, and then now Mark Lamont Hill, and then checks in from time to time. And he also had JD Kisson on there as you know, roster change, bring Six Man up or something like that. Imani, you know what I'm saying, is a huge personality on there. They started to have a lot more guests, et cetera. So the content is entertaining, I would say. I wouldn't necessarily say good, but very entertaining. I don't take anything from Joe Budden's podcast except for entertainment. They haven't taught me anything. They've had songs, you know, because they usually have a sleeper at the end of the episode. So I've gotten a few songs off of that. But lately, I haven't even been finishing the podcast. So if it's, you know, he usually have 2-3 hour plus podcasts. And I can finish it within a day or two, right? He killed. He was one of the top streamers that, as far as entertainment, when it came to the, you know, the beef between KDOT and Drake. He, to me, had the best platform when it came to this beef by far. I don't think anybody, any platform came close to covering this the way they did. Phenomenal. But I will say that it has its corny moments. Every episode, I think Melissa Ford, after she said something about Cameron and Cameron and like underage girls or something like that, when in fact, I think it was the opposite way around, or it was something, it's the opposite way around where they were underage at a brothel or something like that. It had something like that where she said something to make it seem like he was looking funny in a light. And he fired back, shot her down, nothing physical, but you know what I mean. Like he replied and he said some shit that may have been true. And ever since then, she's been very, I mean, they had to talk with her about, yo, you got to be careful what you say about people, et cetera, et cetera. But it's corny, it's cringy, and it can be like, frustrating at times knowing that the relationship seems to be, unless this is all part of the plan to have the listeners to believe that there's inner circle beef and things like that. And it's like they're doing a damn good job if this is just all for COE, you know what I mean? But she went from being one of the best additions to the show to sometimes she just talks and it's like, I get irritated. But that sometimes I think it's very cringy that when she does start to talk or defend herself, they kind of like gang up on her, even if they don't really do the dog howling thing, as they call it. You can hear them snickering and laughing and giggling and stuff like that. And it's like, it feels like middle school, high school, niggas picking on each other all over again type shit. Like, it's corny. You know what I'm saying? Flip the same. He's actually had some type of he has matured a lot. You know what I'm saying? Mark Lamont, you could tell that he is a true debater because that nigga won't let shit go. He will definitely go back and forth with you on anything. And you could tell the faster he talk, the more he gonna stutter for sure. You know what I mean? So it's still entertaining, but just like any platform, it's not much news to talk about. So with that, you know, you have to cover C and D list content and make it good. And they do have the personalities for it, but Ish and Ice got them. You want to talk about two weird niggas, bro? Two weird niggas. So overall, I kind of understand what he's saying. They got whole-ass nigga activities, too. Maul is in that same boat. Rory is solid, you know what I'm saying? But they come off corny as well, you know what I'm saying? During the battle, I seen clips, but I wasn't actively going to their page to see what they was talking about with the beef, because the only time that they went viral is when they said something like, you know, when they were looking for some shock value, which everybody was doing at that time. So, yeah, shout out to Maul. CP3 is one of those hoe ass niggas, and all his activity is literally on the court. Literally on the court. To the point where nigga got swung on because he was acting like a hoe ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? And it's, he can hoop though. You know what I'm saying? I think he might be somewhere around the top 10, maybe definitely top 15 point guards of all time. Oh, he's a tactician. Shout out to CP3. He's a whole ass nigga to me, though. And then last but not least, y'all know I've We was on our way there. I didn't want to start off with him. I should have, just to get out the way, but definitely Drake. Self-explanatory. But hoe-ass nigga shit. Hoe-ass nigga shit is actually more than just what he's doing now. But it is, hey, I'm the type of nigga that wasn't getting that type of play. Blew up, created a persona. I bit off of the other nigga's persona, created this bad guy image, nigga. Start knocking down all the chicks that they mess with. And yeah, it's whole ass nigga shit. You're the police officer, nigga, that got picked on in middle school and high school. So yeah, to me, if y'all pay attention to those names, it has whole ass nigga tendencies with all of them. Now, bitch ass niggas. Bitch ass niggas. These are motherfuckers that you, all right, we can fight. We can get physical off top. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that them hoe-ass niggas you wouldn't want to put hands on either. But these are on site. And it's not going to be a long list, but y'all going to get the drift. Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan can get both. He can be on both lists. All three, technically. But yeah, I'm fighting, and I want to fight Hollywood Hogan. Let me fight that one. I'll fight Hollywood Hogan, okay? No, you know what? I don't want to fight Hulk Hogan. I want to fight Terry. Let me fight Terry. Yeah, I'm going to fight Terry then. Jerry Jones. On site. As a matter of fact, Dallas fans might want to take that fade, especially after what recently happened with losing one of the best player on their team. You know what I mean? So Jerry Jones definitely up there. You know that picture that went viral of him in that crowd about that racist event? And you had Dallas Cowboy fans, a few of them. One of them just so happened to be in my circle. One of my friends said, oh, well, how y'all know he wasn't there just to see what was going on? The fuck you don't know what's going on at that time? With you being that race, nigga, you know what was going on. Now, I'm not saying that we think that he was a part of it, but there's people out there that think that he was a part of it. Huh? Make sure y'all bet not kneel. Jason Whitlock, self-explanatory. Everybody should know who Jason Whitlock is, even if you don't watch sports. But he definitely is one of those niggas that fall into all three categories. But the first one off top, if they catch you in public, which they don't really catch you in public often, one of those niggas that felt, I think he just had a rough life, or he just got really picked on, and he is like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Definitely Jason Whitlock. Who do we have after Jason Whitlock? We have Tyreek from Power. Everybody wanted to whoop Tyreek's ass on Power. From episode one, it did not matter. He just got dumber and dumber and dumber. And we wanted to whoop his ass, Tyreek. Even to the point where they made skits of him being in an elevator. Dog, it's just a show. But he did. Round of applause for him being one of those actors where no matter what you do after this, no matter what you did before this, nigga, you are Tyreek. That's how much of a bitch-ass nigga he was as Tyreek. That character was a bitch-ass nigga. George Zimmerman, off top, will never not feel like this. On site. On site is doesn't matter. 20 years from now, Marvel, another timeline, same energy. See you on site, okay? So that's basically like what bitch-ass niggas are. Bitch-ass niggas is probably, you probably gonna get physical with them. Pause. You know what I'm saying? You a bitch-ass nigga, like those are fighting words anyway. Hoe-ass nigga could be a fighting word too, but it doesn't have as much sting to it. Like, hoe-ass nigga is like crystal hot sauce. And then bitch ass nigga is like maybe like Red Rooster. You know what I'm saying? And then shut your bitch ass up is like Sriracha. Cause if when you say shut your bitch ass up, that comes with a level of venom. I'm over with the bitch ass niggas list. Y'all got an idea that y'all know a lot of bitch ass niggas. Oh, and my wife's brother, he a bitch ass nigga. And I tell my wife every chance I get when his name is brought up, he's a bitch-ass nigga. I don't like that nigga. Okay. Let's see. Shut your bitch-ass up. Andrew Schultz. Andrew Schultz is a shut your bitch ass up type. He's in that category for obvious reasons. To me, he's along the lines of Ari Spears, but he knows how to walk it back, and he knows how to express how much of a joke it is. And also, he'll get his bars off whining and shit, talking about, dog, why we can't see this anymore? It's just a joke. And then he'll have his small windows where he's bigging us up. He's bigging black women up. You know what I'm saying? His ego is crazy. He'll tell you himself on the episodes that he feels like he could do anything, especially get away with saying certain shit, and your homie not going to check you because y'all making great money together. I said Ice and Ish. Those two right there. Ice is the type to stand on his word, but he does extra to make you, you know, he does extra to make you, to let you know I'm standing on my word. And then he'll walk it. Don't get me wrong. He'll walk it back with a backhand compliment. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't like the song at first. I just didn't understand it. We don't care. That's not what we listen to over here. We get it. You know what I'm saying? But they learn me. They learn me. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's not major over here, but I had to go over there to listen to it. Like, shut up, nigga. At the end of the day, I don't care. And he said, he gonna say, yo, I put shit out there on Twitter just so niggas can react. And all he gonna do is, if you say something that really stings, that gets to him, he gonna block you. That's what he said. He just blocked just off of GP. Dog, no, he blocked when that shit bothered him. If it don't bother him, you free game. Because he got to get you to come back anyway. But if you say something that touches his soul, he going to block you. Ish, just he tries his best to be different. He tries his best at times to just be a different type of nigga at all. Mark Lamont is the only, that nigga is the kryptonite. Because now they fighting to be who the smartest nigga. And Mark Lamont don't even be trying. He's just natural at what he's doing. Or whatever, his delivery, his tone, his insight, you know what I'm saying? His background, where Ish has to tell you he's not the only smart nigga here. If that doesn't say insecure, all right. Fat Joe, Jim Jones, Gilly the Kid. Have you seen how these niggas been talking? One nigga is dissing Nas. Fat Joe lying about.
This is Taylor Rinks, non-binary person.
I usually let you know, but this time I was like, I'm going to finish. Well, this is my second episode, so I would have been done already. But I was just now wrapping this episode up.
You got to warn me, player. I'm sorry.
Hey, and players fuck up. They do.
Okay.
So I'll call you right back.
Fine. Why are you hiding your face? I can't see you. Ouch.
Man, get off my jock.
I want to see your face.
My face. Look at my face.
Dang. I'm so handsome.
Yeah.
That's so handsome.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me know.
Yeah, the hose is outside.
Fuck the hose.
Yeah, fuck the hose. Ain't shit. Can I finish my episode?
Fine.
Dang, that's crazy.
It'll be great.
Dang, that's crazy.
It'll be great. Well,
dang, that's
crazy. Don't get beat up. Okay. Don't beat your ass.
Dang, that's crazy. God dang, y'all. God dang. So, and that's my wife. Shut your bitch ass. No, I'm just playing. Don't tell her I told her. Don't tell her I said that. Because she ain't listening to my episodes. Gilly the Kid. Weird ass nigga, man. This nigga just finished getting into it with Cam. That was whatever. Then go on the show talking about, I didn't attack him personally. Man, shut up. He's just started doing weird shit now. Weird shit. Hey, that nigga used to hang his hat on being a nigga that could spit. I ain't gonna never say he said he was one of the top lyricists, because we know that's not true. But Gilly has some tracks. You know what I'm saying? Gilly could rap. And you got a whole ass Hall of Famer that kind of mimicked and copied his style, his flow, and Lil Wayne and really went off and took off with it. So Gilly was well known. He just never made the All-Star team or never had, never was first team, whatever. You know what I mean? But the nigga just started acting weird lately. And I figured that it was just for the money. I figured niggas is, this is the era I've never seen so many niggas talk on a podcast in my life. So many niggas is talking now. Niggas is talking. And they active gang members talking. Like it, niggas out there committing crimes or seeing niggas, they are talking. They are gossiping. It is the grown ass man gossiping about other men's personal business type shit. Just no jumpers of the world and shit like that. Having your opinion on somebody is one thing. Clowning them is another thing. Well, when you are saying that you got paperwork, this, and I found out this, it's like, what the hell, dog? I'm talking about the people that's a part of this, the streets. You know, like, content creators, we don't care about that. They don't live by the same rules. But them niggas that didn't take pictures, them niggas that quote-unquote didn't talk, never talked, or whatever, now they are, and you know niggas is getting a bag. When I found out niggas was getting 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50 stacks for an interview, I said, oh, because the platforms that you wouldn't necessarily be on or whatever, nigga, if you wasn't getting paid, then we would see you on other platforms. But we know now that niggas is passing out that bag. That is crazy. Well, that's my list. And obviously, you know a person that fit all three categories. They a bitch, they a hoe, and they need to shut up sometimes. And that's just how it is. Hey, we are all humans on this planet, and we still trying to figure this shit out. Nigga, we all got similar and different backgrounds, family drama, dysfunctional families, great families. You throw in some drugs, disabilities, experiences, heartbreak, goals, trauma. You mix all that shit in, give it to everybody with a little bit of anxiety, panic attacks, anger issues, therapy that works, therapy that don't work, sexual content, all this type of shit. And then you say, all right, go live amongst each other. This shit is wild, bro. This shit is wild. And now I'm starting to, online is going to be crazy. Niggas got, and shout out to podcasts, man. Oh, but before I get out of here, shout out to What Up, though. That content that she was hearing in the very beginning of the episode, that was Mike and Otis from Detroit, the 313, Bad Boy Pistons, Detroit Lions. Okay, the Tigers. I'm pretty sure they're Tigers fan, Detroit Tigers. One of the most iconic logos in baseball history. Those are my Detroitians. And I don't even know if that's a real thing. I just made that up. Y'all looking for some merch? Hey, come on, holla at me, Detroit. I've made merch for them before, long, like when I first started, like my first year or two of me actually doing this shit, they were some of my first customers. I made this some shit. And let me tell y'all now, where I'm at now in life is way better than what I made back then. But it's a collector's item. You know what I mean? So make sure you keep that. But I got some way better shit now. Yeah, it's called the What Up Though Podcast. And it's one of the most entertaining. If I had to put their podcast into like a genre, like a music genre, they'll be like hip hop, jazz, ish. Like they are as J Dilla as you can get when it comes to a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like they are Detroit through and through. A lot of shit I agree with. A lot of shit I disagree with. But I've never listened to an episode and be like, man, these niggas is doing too much. I'm turning this shit off. I still listen to some of you niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all do be having great content. Like, I look at some of these shows like sitcoms. Exactly like that, like sitcoms. And y'all feed me just like how I used to watch sitcoms back in the day. You kind of, like, planned your life around these certain shows. And I kind of do that with podcasts now, even though most of them are audio. Some of them are visual, like I said about Joe Budden earlier. Some of them are visual, but for the most part, it's audio, and they keep me entertained weekly or biweekly. But some of y'all are, yeah, some of y'all be doing too much to where I like either got to just take a break, get back to it, because it's like y'all overdoing it. Y'all doing it for strictly, y'all doing it for the clicks, because the clicks is turning into like some bread now. Controversy, you know what I'm saying? One viral shit can take you off. It's almost like a lottery ticket in a way, but not when it comes to these Detroit niggas. These niggas are solid, and they've never switched up. They never changed their, I mean, it's okay with change. And they may have changed their point of views or opinions on certain people or platforms or situations, but for the most part, they haven't changed their character. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they are one of a few podcasts that actually do feedback the right way. Like, it's old school. It's like, play the feedback, we gonna respond. These niggas done created shows based off of my feedback to their previous show, you know what I mean? And it's like, it feels like some niggas that, it feel like some content that was created in the 80s, but it's still going, and it's still well-respected, like The Simpsons or Saturday Night Live. That's the type of vibe I get from them. They talk about political shit just like Saturday Night Live, just like The Simpsons, and I don't necessarily care for politics like that. For spiritual reasons and shit that doesn't concern you, but the way they talk about it makes it digestible. Pause if you too immature, but yeah, it's entertaining at the end of the day. I'm listening to most of this shit just for entertainment. I do have certain podcasts that I listen to for education or some type of knowledge or insight, but for the most part, I want to say podcasting is like maybe 60 to 70% entertainment for me. I'm still learning within that 70 or 60%, but that 30, 40 is strictly just to learn. You know what I'm saying? That could be entertaining at the same time. But no, I got the idea of the episode from them. They are the directors of this or producers of this episode. And I just want to give a special thanks out to them. Why I sound like I'm like accepting an award or some shit? No, but they have great content. What Up Though podcast. That's WUDD. Wait, shit. Let me get it. Pause, first of all, for saying it like that. Let me make sure I get it right. It's WUDUPDOE. Just so y'all won't put what up, though. It's what up, though. And we need to have Mike and Otis, when y'all hear this, I'm pretty sure I've shared this before in y'all episodes. Don't know which one, but we were saying what up, though, in high school. And I know we're around the same age. You know what I'm saying? Not too far off. If not the same age, we're not too far apart in age. We was in high school at the same time, I'll say that. I was born in 01, so. But we were saying what up, though, in high school. In middle school, I can't recall, I doubt it. But I can remember in the hallways or, you know, the homies call you up to go hoop or something like that at the crib. Now, I will say this. We didn't say what up, though, like y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all, it was like what Bloods and Crips would say amongst their peoples. It's like, that's the way y'all spoke was what, like, what up, though, was that was a one of the main descriptions for Detroit. I'm assuming like that's part of y'all identity. We just said it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a part of our identity. It was just something that we said at the time. You know what I'm saying? I can't even say we were saying that after the high school years. We were just saying it during that time. And it wasn't like we had crazy access to Detroit, like how nowadays we can know the ins and outs, the different hoods, et cetera, by going to YouTube and watching these clips or going on Twitter or something like that. Back then, the only thing we knew was Royce da 5'9", Eminem. Yeah, like that was it. I mean, not that that wasn't it. It was other artists, but it was like we didn't have access to the background to y'all city like that. You know what I'm saying? But now, like since then, it's been all kind of shit to them bringing back the, like the style, y'all style of clothes that y'all wear to the style of rap of nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So it's like now we have more access to Detroit now than back then. What I'm saying is it wasn't like some shit that was started in Detroit and LA niggas picked up on it. I think it was just something natural. And it just so happened that it's a part of y'all identity out there. Whereas out here, it was probably just a moment or even a, or if you want to call it a phase or something like that. Dirty Dozen, what's up? No, Devil's Night. Devil's Night, that was a hard song. D12 was something different. You know what I'm saying? That they was different. We might have to talk about them being a game changer too. I was talking about on another episode about game changers. D12 was crazy. But yo, at the end of the day, y'all go tap into their podcast, man. Solid Cats. I still got to get this airplane story from Otis. If y'all, hey, y'all go over there, leave some feedback on a podcast and ask Otis when is he coming on my episode? I mean, my show. Because I need that fucking airplane story. Ask that nigga about the airplane story. I'm out. And don't be a bitch ass nigga.